This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We had a lot of fun this morning. If you're just joining us, we had Denny Heffron in from Heffron Farms. The guy's got four stores where he sells locally grown meats and vegetables, a real unique place. Check him out at heffronfarms.com. Bob broke down some grills. We just got off the phone with Big Paulie and some apricot marinade. So if you missed any of that, the show will be taped, and it's on thegrillingguys.com at the end of the show here. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. We are happy to be here this morning, and we just love the fact that you're listening and you like to grill. Maybe you like microbrews, maybe you like wine, and we've lined up somebody that I think might want to share some information with you about that.
That's right. We're going to go to the phone line right now, and we have Aaron McDonough from Gourmet Gone Wild. Good morning, Aaron. Are you out there?
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're fantastic. How are you?
Oh, good. Another day in paradise.
It is. It is. Where is paradise for you? Where are you located?
I'm located over in Lansing. I work for Michigan United Conservation Club.
That's right. So tell us a little bit about that in this Gourmet Gone Wild event.
Sure. Well, Gourmet Gone Wild is a new program that we're doing in partnership with MSU Extension and the DNR. And it is designed to really cater to the ultimate local lore experience. I heard you guys talking about local food and getting people out there. And it does not get any more local than Michigan wild game and fish. And it is a healthy food source. It is a delicious food source. You can grill it. You can cook it a million different ways. And so we're out there with the mission to introduce young people to conservation and hunting and fishing through eating gourmet wild game.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, I think you could probably entice a lot of older folks, too, and adults. Tell us a little bit about the Conservation Club.
Sure. Well, MUCC is an umbrella organization for sportsmen's clubs throughout the state. And actually, tonight, over in your neck of the woods, it's the 75th anniversary of the West Walker Sportsmen's Club. So there's a lot of clubs out there that cater to sportsmen, but we want to take our message further, and we want to reach out to people that maybe have never had the opportunity to be exposed to hunting and fishing before. And, you know, the way to everyone's heart is through their stomach, so we want to tell them that, you know, eating wild game is healthy, it tastes great, and it's a fun experience if you want to learn how to fish or hunt.
So can people actually join the MUCC?
Yeah, MUCC is a membership organization.
What does it cost for an individual?
An individual is about $30 to join, and you get a subscription to Michigan Outdoors Magazine. That's our publication, and you get to help work with our youth camp. We have all kinds of advocacy initiatives, so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, we want to get behind that big time because we love the outdoors. Jop and I both love to hunt and fish, and, you know, God bless people like you that go out there and work to keep those rights of ours safe, because there's an awful lot of people that maybe think that we shouldn't be allowed to hunt.
That's the truth. And, you know, we just passed some new legislation that now allows parents to decide when their kids are old enough to hunt. So this spring turkey season, kids of all ages can actually get out there with their parents and a mentor and experience outdoors for the first time. And, you know, you get out there, you get that turkey, and let me tell you, there are some amazing recipes to cook that meat with.
Yeah. I personally don't like to eat anything if it doesn't have a face.
Is that along the lines of never trust anybody that doesn't eat bacon?
Right. That's right. Very much so. That's right.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning, and we're talking with Aaron McDonough from the Michigan United Conservation Club, and she's got some great stuff that they're doing there in the clubs. But, Aaron, specifically, let's talk about this Gourmet Gone Wild event. When is it, where is it, and how can people get involved?
Sure. It's going to be April 19th, and this is an event that we're doing in partnership with the Grand Rapids Young Professional Organization, and they are a fantastic organization that brings together young professionals from all around the Grand Rapids area to kind of experience the best that Grand Rapids has to offer. So on April 19th, we're going to be partnering with them to do this event at the Masonic Temple there in Grand Rapids. I'm sure all the information is up on the Grand Rapids Young Professional website, and it'll be up on our website, MUCC.org, starting next week. So it's going to be a really fun event. It's really a chance. Not only are we going to have a chef there doing demos and teaching people about different recipes, but we also have people there that are mentors from the DNR that can help people that have never experienced hunting or fishing before kind of get their foot in the door. I mean, it can be really intimidating when you think about all the equipment that you need to actually, you know, go fishing or go hunting, but we have people out there that have that equipment, that have the skills and can help people, you know, kind of take that first step and go out with their friends so it doesn't have to be scary. And you know, it's also important, even if you don't want to hunt or fish yourself, just to understand that the way that we support our natural resources in the state of Michigan is through hunting and fishing license fees. That is the vast majority of the money. Your general tax dollars don't go there.
What is the date of this event again?
April 19th.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much. We really appreciate all the information and you taking time to join us today. We are all about hunting and fishing, and this is a great hookup with the Grand Rapids Young Professionals, exposing some people to the great outdoors and all the benefits thereof.
Well, we have some good recipes that we'll hopefully share with you guys, too.
All right. Well, great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, that was Aaron McDonough from the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. You know, if you do need any of that gear, our friends down at Allen Bob Sports, they are the place to go to get hooked up. Merle and his crew down there, we were working with them last week at the Ultimate Outdoors
Scott
Show.
Was out there.
It's just a great place to go. They can teach you anything you need to know. You walk in there and say, I want to do this. They won't oversell you, but they'll set you up with anything that that you need to get out in the great outdoors and enjoy that spring turkey hunting or any of the fishing.
Sweet bumper music, Brian. Thanks so much.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to break down a little bit of this NCAA tournament. Fong's going to get on the mic with us and give us the predictions for the rest of the tournament. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Stay for so long when we're so far gone. I feel so stupid taking this fall. I should have seen it. I've known all along. Won't break the silence we shared for so long.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.